Happenstance.
Hello, my name's Professor Manly Chapstick Happenstance, and these are the tales of my adventures, japes, scrapes, and capes. Well, more ponchos, really, but that doesn't rhyme. But darn do I pull off the damp and bedraggled look at your local amusement park. More often than normal, I'm accompanied on these escapades by my faithless companion, Banjax. He's a goat, but he's no ordinary goat. He's diabetic and only got one good eye. The other eye is reprehensible. But he's also an expert at forensic anthropology, lockpicking, plot exposition, and anything else that keeps the story from grinding to a shuddering halt. Only problem is he's got quite a boring voice due to the limitation of my sound effects library. My goodness, he can get irritating sometimes. Any old way, our story begins with a mysterious response to a card I'd put in the post office window. It read, "Post office, better than this one. Pop round any time for a smile and a free way of your mailables." No, actually it wasn't that one. For some reason it wasn't there when I looked the next day. Must have fallen down. No, this one read, "Mysteries solved, any conundrum considered, with my mobile phone number underneath." No, not the number, the actual words, "my mobile phone number." Well, they can at least meet me halfway, for heaven's sake. What I wasn't expecting, therefore, was a ring of me doorbell in the small hours of Monday afternoon. Opening the door, I was confronted by a man, slightly taller than your average colonel, but not nearly so smartly dressed. He opened his mouth to speak, but this wasn't a conversation I was prepared to have on the doorstep. "I suppose you'd better come in," I said. Quickly realising that I hadn't said it. Why had this mysterious shambles of a man turned up at my house unannounced? What other secrets did he have that I couldn't glean from the wallet that Banjax had already pinched from his back pocket? I do wish he'd stop doing that. And was I ever going to get round to doing the ironing? Find out in the next excruciating episode of Happenstance.